Hey, happy Friday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, who says you can't get anything good in the mail anymore? After almost 10 years, legendary Seattle label Sub Pop is reviving its Singles Club, a mail order service that, back in the late 80s, early 90s, sent subscribers exclusive music on vinyl from bands like Nirvana, Sonic Youth, and Fugazi, and in its second and third runs from the late 90s all the way through the aughts, sent new stuff from bands like Jesus and Mary Chain, Iron and Wine, and Bright Eyes, and a lot more. Well, the new version, which will feature the label says exquisitely packaged color vinyl, cost $130 annually and will start shipping in April of 2019. Well, if you listen to commercial radio in North Dakota, first of all, we're not offended or anything, but you might start noticing a new political ad starring the voice of David Crosby urging you to vote yes for Measure 3 on Tuesday, you know, the one that legalizes recreational marijuana here. And oddly enough, the folk outlaw who's been in trouble in the past for drug and firearms possession approaches the issue from a law and order stance, asking voters to pass Measure 3 to quote-unquote end adult marijuana arrests and respect individual freedom. He goes on to say that not arresting people for pot possession will allow police to focus more on violent crime. Prince, he was a big basketball fan. He grew up shooting hoops in school, and he attended lots of Minnesota Timberwolves games, sometimes very much under the radar. Well, yesterday, the Timberwolves unveiled a new Prince-inspired City Edition uniform. They're purple jerseys with the numbers in Prince's love symbol font. It's a collaboration between the Timberwolves, Nike, and Prince's estate. It's going to make their debut officially courtside November 16th at the Target Center, but a week earlier, fans can actually purchase them online. Proceeds will go to some of Prince's favorite charities. They're actually quite striking. Check them out. On this day in music history, November 2nd, 1996, we lost a beautiful voice from the nation's capital, one that got very popular over in England. Ava Cassidy died from skin cancer at age 33. Birthdays today, wild keyboard man Keith Emerson, excellent drummer for the Dave Matthews Band Carter Beauford, K.D. Lang, and Chris Walla, ex of Death Cab for Cutie. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a great weekend and rock on. We'll be right back.